This Starbucks outlet in New Delhi's Kanad Place has been open for more than a month and still draws long lines and interest from young people like Vikram Mayur, who until now had only seen the coffee chain on television.
I think it's great to have Starbucks in India. We just heard about Starbucks in outside the foreign countries, but to have Starbucks in India, it's a good, really good thing.
Starbucks opened its first store in India in October of 2012 through a joint venture with India's Tata Global Beverages. The U.S.-based coffee chain had planned to open 50 outlets in the country by the end of last year, but so far has a total of 9 stores in the cities of Mumbai and New Delhi. Starbucks officials say despite the delay, the coffee giant wants to eventually make India one of its top 5 global markets. Tata Starbucks CEO Avani Davda says India is a complex market for foreign investors, both socially and economically, but that it carries tremendous potential.
It comes with its own set of issues in terms of how fast the government can move on the reform side. But I think still the fundamental business potential is there. And if you are a group like Starbucks or Tata's who conducts business in a certain way and understands the potential of the market, I think there's huge opportunity over here.
That potential can be seen in India's 300 million strong rising middle class and a younger population that is increasingly espousing Western tastes. Starbucks has deliberately kept prices lower compared to its pricing in neighboring China in an effort to make the brand more accessible. But the brand still must convince customers in the traditionally tea-drinking country to spend $2 on a cappuccino instead of 20 cents on a hot chai.
Younger people, they're open to experimentation. They're not just hung up on tea or on any particular beverage. Yes, it has been a dairy and a tea market for a long time, but I think people want new experiences and the out-of-home consumption habits are different.
With India's coffee consumption increasing 80% in the last decade and India's coffee market expected to top $500 million in the next few years, Starbucks officials say they're confident the company's investment will pay off. Arup Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.